321-321-321-321-321-321-321. A study released today by two Miami-based social service organizations shows just how much Floridians pay for housing, health care, child care, and other basic needs, and how in many cases, it simply isn't enough. Daniela Levine is the founder and president of the Human Services Coalition, who along with the Women's Fund of Miami-Dade, produced the report called Blueprint for Prosperity 2007 Self-Sufficiency Standard.
We've undertaken this study because we believe it's critically important to understand the true cost of living in a state and a region where we are experiencing a growing economic divide between the haves and the have-nots. Without public awareness, we'll not develop the motivation to examine public policy and make the needed changes to address this divide.
Diana Pierce is a senior lecturer with the Social Welfare Doctoral Faculty at the University of Washington at Seattle and the author of the new report.
The result is bare bones and yet varies greatly across Florida. For a single person, the amount needed by a single adult ranges from $6.68 an hour in Jefferson County to $11.60 in Palm Beach County. For two children, an infant, and a preschool, it ranges from $12.78 in Hamilton County to $25.02 in Palm Beach County.
Pierce says if you're making minimum wage in some of Florida's wealthier counties, you're barely getting by.
For example, you're working at the minimum wage of $67 an hour, your earnings are only going to cover about a third of the cost of the basic needs. And if you have food stamps, WIC, Florida Kid Care, which is a health insurance program for the children, it increases the minimum wage job to 57%, and if you add housing, to 85%. We know that not everybody receives these, but it's important to understand, we feel, the importance of those work supports.
Sophie Brion is from the Women's Fund of Miami-Dade County. She said the report has profound implications for one of the largest growing groups in Florida, single mothers.
As a grant maker and advocacy group dedicated to economic justice for women, we're interested in the kinds of collaborative strategies that have been implemented in other parts of the country that work to explore the dynamics that keep women in poverty and will help to move women in particular out of poverty.
Brion said that a single mother with two kids in Miami would, even after getting as much public assistance as possible, still need to make at least $10 an hour. However,
we know that almost 70% of working single mothers are paid by the hour in Miami. And for these women, the average hourly wage was $7.51, with half making $7 or less. There's something wrong with this picture. We have to develop an accurate understanding of the needs of real families so that we can debunk myths and destigmatize poverty. The truth is that no matter how hard you work, sometimes the numbers just don't add up.